now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. How's everything going for you this week? Yeah, everything's going fairly well on my end. Also, man, we got a lot of stuff going on. Baseball is cranking up. The Braves are in the playoffs. They're in the National League Championship Series. They're playing the Dodgers. Oh, my God, man. I just hope we can hold on to this World Series, dog. Like, you know, I was hoping we were going to go up 3-0. They let the lead slip away a little bit, but things are looking promising in Game 4. Hopefully, we'll hang on and we'll be 3-1 and looking at the dough against the Dodgers. Yeah, so there's that. You know what I'm saying? There's a little bit of playoff talk in case you haven't been watching. College football is in the thick of it. I told you a couple things. I'm going to tell you what I told you about. I told you some things were going to happen or needed to happen. And it's starting to unfold a little bit. You know, it's starting to unfold. We'll talk about it. The NFL is shaking up. Like, you have injuries, you have bye weeks. If you're a fantasy football player, I know some of y'all are looking around like, what the hell am I supposed to do? We've got some teams that are coming out on top, making a fool of me. And we've got some other teams that are proving my point and that are proving me right. You know what I'm saying? When I told y'all. But, you know, we'll talk about it. We'll definitely talk about it. The NBA season is kicking off. The Lakers didn't really look like we thought they looked right off the rip. You know, game one's game one. You know what I'm saying? They got 81 more of them things. We're going to see how it shake out. We'll also talk about what's going on with this ongoing, never-ending saga that is the Philadelphia 76ers and Ben Simmons. We'll talk about it. Yeah, we'll get to it. So, without any further ado, let's kick off this conversation.
Commissioner Gordon.
First, before we get started, I want to say big salute to my homeboy Eldridge and his staff over at Just Eldridge Media. They had your boy on this week, and we chopped it up about everything that you can think of about sports, about life, about vaccinations, about NFL, about the NBA. We just chopped it up like, you know, like some players do. And I had a good time. It's always a good time when I kick it with him and his guys. Man, we just chop it up, and we talk about everything. And we have intentions of talking about sports, but it bleeds over into a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? So what I need you to do is I need you to go over there and check out Just Eldridge Media. And he's building a movement. Him and his team, man, they're putting together an entire movement, whether it's politics, whether it's life, whether it's sports. They're putting together an entire thing, and I love it. It's positive. It's spiritually fulfilling. I want you to go check them out, man. They're putting together a whole thing, and If you listen to it, more than likely, 9 times out of 10, if you're listening to me, you're going to want to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to want to be a part of that movement. So go out, whether it's YouTube, Just Eldridge Media, Instagram, Just Eldridge Media, and check out some of the phenomenal things that they have that we talk about. And if you happen to see me on the screen, don't be surprised. Those are my guys. You know what I'm saying? So salute to Just Eldridge Media, man, and that whole staff. They got some big stuff on the way. So I also want to take the time to tell you, because this was one of the topics that we talked about, it one of the topics that we covered, and Eldridge asked me if I were Kyrie's attorney, if I was his lawyer, if I was his agent, what would I tell him? I'm not going to tell you what I told him, because I want you to go check it out. Go check out what I said on his show, on his podcast. I'm not going to tell you. But what I am going to tell you is, be careful, man. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you consume in terms of television. Be careful of what you consume in terms of radio. Because these people will have you out here speaking bad about people, and they don't do the same for their people. You didn't catch it. These people will have you out here talking bad about your folks, calling your folks crazy. But when their folks do the same thing, they don't do the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? Case in point with the whole Kyrie Irving situation. We talked about Kyrie. We've talked about Kyrie several times. And you can tell me a whole lot about Kyrie, but Kyrie is not crazy. You understand? Kyrie is not this loony bin who's out here just doing something just for doing something's sake. Just doing something because it's going against the grain. That's not Kyrie. That's not what he does. And if you research Kyrie Irving, you'll understand that Kyrie Irving is out here doing good for his people. And just because his people aren't the same as their people, then they want him to deem him crazy. They want to consider him a lunatic, psycho. He's selfish. He's all of the above. He's fumbling the bag. But that ain't the case. If you study Kyrie, he may be misguided. He may be arrogant. He may be self-centered. He may be a whole lot of things. But crazy, he's not. I promise you. And no matter what you feel about the vaccine situation, no matter what you feel about how he's handling the vaccine situation, he shouldn't be villainized. Because that's what's happening on television. He shouldn't be made out to be a villain on television. Why do I say that? Why do I say they don't go as hard at their people as they would have us do to our people? If you follow me on Instagram, that's at the.commissioner.gordon. If you follow me there, you'll see a story that I posted up. Washington State football coach Nick Rolovich. So I'll let you know what he looks like. Nick Rolovich. And four assistants have been fired by Washington State University for refusing the state mandate COVID-19 vaccine. Yeah. Nick Rolovich, old Coach Roe, went out here and he tried everything he could do under the sun to say that he didn't want the vaccine. He tried religious beliefs. Remember Andrew Wiggins tried that? Yeah. It didn't work for him either. Kyrie may have tried to put in on a religious belief. I don't know if, I'm sure it didn't work because they haven't allowed him to play. But what kind of religion is old Coach Rowe over here? Coach Rolovich is, in his words, a devout Catholic. And he wants you to believe that Catholicism and his following of God doesn't want him to get vaccinated. Well, upon further research, the Pope himself has urged all Catholics to get vaccinated, and he's called it an act of goodness to mankind. Maybe Coach Rowe didn't get that message. I don't know how much of a devout Catholic he would be if he would be going against the Pope himself. And you may, if you go to ESPN, you may see the story, but it's not as talked about as it is with Kyrie Irving. And you say, oh man, I don't know about to give a damn about Washington State football. Well, Coach Rowe over here cost four men their livelihood. They followed him. He cost four people a job. Kyrie Irving ain't cost nobody a job. He may have cost Kevin Durant. and James Harden and a few other guys an opportunity to play for a championship or to lock down a championship, because they could still contend for a championship. He ain't get nobody fired. But what you want to say, Washington State's head football coach just walked away from an entire group of young men that were depending on him daily. An entire football team. He was the leader of young men. Nobody looks to Kyrie Irving for leadership, because we've seen Kyrie Irving. We know sometimes he's selfish. We know sometimes that he does what he wants. He goes a little rogue. Nobody's looking for Kyrie for leadership. This is the head football coach who sat down in I don't know how many kids' living room and told their mother, their father, their grandparents, and uncles and cousins that he would always be there for them and look after those kids like they were his. And so what did he do? He walked away from them, because he's known for months that he should be vaccinated. He's known for months. And with the whole fumble the bag theory, this man was making $3 million a year. So you can tell me, no, he wasn't making Kyrie money. But let me tell you, if I pay you $3 million per season and you still have about three seasons left on a contract, tell me you're going to turn around and walk away from $9 million because you are a devout Catholic, of which has to be a lie because the damn Pope is telling everybody to get vaccinated. But they're not putting this ain't Stephen A ain't screaming and shouting about this, is he? He's screaming and shouting about Kyrie. Charles Barkley ain't calling this man a damn fool and telling you how he's no good for his team. He's not doing that about this gentleman. Nor is anyone else. And if you go, I went to his Twitter page. If you go to Nick Rolovich's Twitter page, up under the comments, ain't nobody saying you damn fool, you dropped the bag. Ain't nobody saying why the hell don't you get vaccinated. There's a few comments saying that you're supposed to be the leader of men and you're supposed to show them the right way. There's a few comments that are negative. But if you go all the way through, you got stand your ground. You are leading by example. There are a lot of positive comments going through. I could go through them if you needed me to. But there aren't any, you're crazy. Nobody's calling him crazy. Nobody's calling him selfish. Nobody's doing all of those things they're doing to Kyrie Irving. They just not. Here, I go through a couple of them just to go through. It says, I admire that you've stuck to your guns, coach. Forcing people to get vaccinated is wrong on many levels. There's no reason that coaches and players can't be tested daily. We'll continue to go with that. Very sorry to see this happen to you, coach. These mandates are unethical, unconstitutional, and immoral. Thank you, coach. I both appreciate and admire your stance and integrity. See what I'm saying? Nobody's calling him crazy. Stay strong, coach. United non-compliance. You see what I'm saying? They're not calling him crazy. There's some negative ones. There's some that say, let me see what you got. Let me find. You've gotten every other vaccine, but would love to see the research into the one that led you to make this decision. Why not share your research? But I guess that's going to cost you your job. There's a couple. There's a couple that also says the leader of your religion has basically said we've been pushing people to get the vaccine. And then there's somebody else that follows up. The leader of his religion is not the one he follows. It is God and only God. See what I'm saying? They're telling you to turn your back on your people. Call your folks crazy. But they're not turning their back on their people. You don't hear about this. Once again, I'll give you another example. A young lady, speaking of ESPN, sideline reporter Allison Williams is leaving ESPN over the vaccine mandate. If you work for ESPN, you have to be vaccinated. She knew she had to be vaccinated. She did not want to be vaccinated. ESPN had to let her go. She goes on the IG Live. She's crying. She's talking about, she didn't want to be vaccinated. She's talking about how they did her wrong. All of these things. You can go to her IG, Allison Williams. The post probably still up. And you got the same post. Stay strong. Stand firm in your beliefs. Hold your ground. You're a hero. They're telling this young woman she's a hero. On the other side, Kyrie Irving's a damn fool. Remember? See what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense. Be careful for going out here and spitting this shit just because you see it on ESPN, because you see it on Fox, because you see it on TBS and on Turner. Charles Barkley said some of the dumbest stuff I ever heard in my life today. And I don't know why nobody checked him on it. I had to find it. But basically, he to sum it up, he basically said that you don't get the vaccine for yourself. You get the vaccine for... Oh, I just found it. Hold on. He said, I'll let you hear it in Charles Barkley's words.
Here's grimacing, Chuck. First of all, you don't get the vaccine for yourself. You get it for other people.
No, I'm not saying... Hold on. You said your piece. I got vaccinated. I can't wait to get the booster. You don't get vaccinated just for yourself. Like Adam said, you get vaccinated for your family first. You get vaccinated for your teammates second, things like that. That's what bothered me about this whole thing. I think everybody should get vaccinated. Let me tell you something. I really am proud of the Nets for putting their foot down, for saying, no, we're not going to deal with this half on, half off. The only thing that bugged me, he's still going to make $17 million sitting at home. I wish they could find a way. If he wants to go on this thing, like, you know, people say he's like Ali. First of all, don't ever compare anybody to Ali. Ali went 3 years without boxing. Maybe the highest paid athlete in the world. This guy going to make $17 million for sitting at home. But to every person out there, you don't get vaccinated just for yourself. Your buddy over here is grimacing.
You don't get vaccinated for yourself. You get vaccinated for your family and for your teammates. I can't believe, like, I'm not here to tell you. And I don't want to come across as an anti-vaxxer. I don't. I'm not going to tell you you shouldn't be vaccinated. I'm not going to tell you you should be vaccinated. It's a personal decision. It's totally personal. There are people who are out there who have conditions that they're worried about, that if they catch COVID, they need some protection. And that's what it is. It's protection. And that's where he's wrong, because you do take the vaccine for you. Because if I go to a Brooklyn Nets game, if I go to an Atlanta Hawks game and I'm vaccinated and you're not, what the hell does that do for you? If guy comes and sit behind us, he got COVID, and he's talking to us. We don't know he has COVID, but he's talking to us. We're talking about the game, all of this stuff. And he's talking about you get vaccinated for your family. Okay, you my brother. We sitting side by side at the Hawks game, talking to a guy, has COVID, we don't know. We walk away, we go to the concession stand or whatever, boom, we both contract COVID. How does me being vaccinated help you? It doesn't. I can still contract the COVID virus. I can still give the COVID-19 virus. But I'm protected because I've taken the vaccine. You're not protected. So I don't understand the concept that you're a menace if you're not protected. When it's me who's more of a threat to you. But ESPN will have you believe that for some reason you're a risk to me. No, the person who's not vaccinated is taking all the risk. They got the dice and they shaking them up. And they're believing they're going to come up and hit and not hit craps. It ain't snake eyes. They betting on themselves. They're betting on their immune system. They hoping that they don't have to go to the hospital. They hoping that they don't have any underlying conditions that would have them laid up feeling bad forever. So me, as a person who's protected, who can walk around, live and breathe in the COVID atmosphere and quote unquote still be protected, if I go to you and you not protected, I'm more of a risk than you are. But they'll have you believe that Kyrie is a menace to the league. They'll have you believe that it's mostly your people who are just turning their backs on the government and who's turning their back on society and who's defying the government and the mandates, and it's your neighborhood and it's your people. It's not your people. It's not just your people. So don't be so quick to judge your people when they're not doing the same to their people.
Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, man, it's getting cold outside. And I don't know about you, but if you like me, I like to be out here in this weather. And just like in the summertime, I don't like looking like everybody else. So I got some ideas for some hoodies. I got some ideas for some jackets. I got some ideas for some long sleeve jackets. I got some ideas for some Scullies. And what am I going to do? I'm going to call my good people at 323 Custom Apparel. All I have to do is go to Facebook at 323_custom_apparel. A lot of times he already got some stuff already on deck. All I got to do is tell him how to tweak it just a little bit, just so it'll be in my swag. You know what I'm saying? Or if I have a whole new concept, I can tell him what I'm thinking and he will make it. He'll show it to me before, let me give the thumbs up, and then he'll go ahead and put it down for me. So if you have Scullies, masks, hoodies, jackets, anything that you can think of and you want to make it your own, go ahead and call my good people at 323_custom_apparel. That's at Facebook, that's at Instagram, at 323_custom_apparel, and make your clothing your statement.
Commissioner Gordon.
So I feel like we'd never stop talking about Ben Simmons. I know I told y'all Kyrie Irving was the gift that keeps on giving. But damn, Ben Simmons, I never thought that this would go on this far. Like, and the case is getting funnier and funnier to me by the minute, by the way. I'm not complaining at all because A, I'm not a Philly fan, and B, I've never really been a big fan of Ben Simmons. So all that's coming along with this is just hilarious to me. So in case you don't know, the other day, they're practicing, they're getting ready, Philly's getting ready for game one. The season is about to kick off, they're getting ready for game one. I told you, Ben wind up showing up at camp because he losing dollars by the day. Shows up at camp, the man is there with sweatpants on and his cell phone in his pocket. He ain't really trying to play no damn basketball, man. Coach Doc Rivers look over to him and ask him to participate in the drill. He's like, nah. my bad. But the whole thought of it is funny to me. And Doc says, I asked him again to participate in the drill. And he was like, no. So I just sent him home. And this is hilarious to me, dog, because, A, if you're Ben Simmons, what is your end game? They're going to be so furious and frustrated with me that they're going to trade me? Yeah, but you're holding up the process, right? Because, number one, James Harden did something similar to this where he expressed that he didn't want, and this may be the case that you're taking, But what he said, he didn't want to be in Houston. And so he acted a damn fool, came in overweight and did all the couple other antics. And then he eventually got traded to Brooklyn. But let's start here. A, you ain't damn James Harden. Somebody needs to tell him that you're not James Harden. James Harden is probably one of the best offensive weapons in the NBA. You can't say that about Ben Simmons. You cannot. People have always talked about his potential for being a top offensive weapon. But when that potential shows you that he has no interest in being a top offensive weapon, then what the hell are we doing? You can't compare yourself to a top five player in the league and you don't want to shoot. You're not James Harden. So you'll tell me, okay, I'm a positionless player. I can handle the basketball. I can defend and I can rebound. Well, if we were redrafting at this point, nobody has entered the draft saying, I want this guy because he can play defense, because he can pass the ball. Nobody said that. That doesn't get drafted first. Let me put it that way. If it does get said, it gets said around pick 17, 18, 19, when you picked all the dudes who can score. When all those dudes who can score all been picked up, that's when you say, oh, this dude can defend. This dude can handle the ball. He can distribute. I like his IQ. That's when you get picked up. In the middle of the round, late first round, early second round. Even if you're 7 feet tall, nobody's looking at you like, man, he gonna be one hell of a defender. They don't care. Because that's not the game. It's not today's game. That might have flew when you had Patrick Ewing and Alonzo Mourning and Mutombo and all those dudes. And they were 7 feet tall. And they were blocking shots. And that's because everybody was going to the rim. Nobody is looking at you like, man, we need somebody right now who's going to lock up the ball carrier. That gets picked second round, bruh. And I don't want to hear about potential. Because you've shown me that you have no interest in shooting a basketball. Whether you're 2 feet away from it, whether you are 25 feet away from it, you're not interested. So I don't want to see those videos. People have been sending me videos of him in the gym and him hitting 3, 4, 5, 6 threes in a row. I don't care. If it doesn't translate over to the court, when people and the fans are in the stands and the game is on the line, I don't care. I can hit jumpers in an empty building. So don't show me that. Don't tell me what he can do. Tell me what he is doing. And it's to the point now that Joel Embiid ain't even trying to hide the shit no more. Joel Embiid is like, look, bro, I'm not trying to babysit this dude. We've catered to him. We've done it all. We've gauge the offense around him. We've done everything that he's needed. At this point, it's disrespectful because we have great chemistry going on in this without him. And then he come with this stank-ass attitude and fucks up our practice. He didn't say all that, but that's pretty much what he says. He did say they have great chemistry. Everyone around them has great chemistry. And then he's tired of babysitting. Or he doesn't get paid to babysit Ben Simmons. He said Ben Simmons does whatever he wants to do. So I ask you, like I asked you a couple weeks ago, who do you trade? Ben Simmons is getting shitty advice from his agent. Or from his friend, whether it's Rich Paul or whoever. He's getting terrible advice. Because now I would be telling him to go out here and show out. Score 30 points a game. Score 40 points a game. And at the end and at every press conference say, Wouldn't you want this on your team? Make it a commercial for the Sacramento Kings. Make it a commercial for the Toronto Raptors, for the Miami Heat. Hey, don't you want this? I see y'all need some scoring. Look what I can do. I put up buckets every night. But you going in with this attitude about, and now nobody, Doc can't coach you. Nobody on the team likes you. And you think somebody's supposed to give up their franchise player for you and build around you? Why? Why would we do that? At this point, I don't know if I want your ass in my locker room. Because as soon as you get mad, as soon as you catch an attitude, you start going and pouting in the corner like a fucking child. And I pay you too much to be a damn child. So, again, I ask, who's going to pay for this? Who's going to trade for this? It's not going to work. It can't work. He's been getting terrible advice. He's been getting people who've patted him on his back. He's been getting coddled and catered to far too long. And now he's going to have to get a taste of the real world. It's not about Ben Simmons. They create another you every year.
Commissioner Gordon.
I told you before, it's getting a little cold outside. And yeah, I know, ain't no more cookout. But what you can do is you can show up to the game, show up to the fight party. You can show up with Greenwood Whiskey. Greenwood Whiskey is smooth in any type of weather. All you got to do is enjoy it however you enjoy your favorite beverage. Me personally, I like to throw mine on some ice and just chill out. Greenwood Whiskey is always an acceptable choice. And it's always quick to draw some heads. And somebody will say, hey man, this is great. What is this you be drinking on? And you tell them this is Greenwood Whiskey. It's black owned. It's celebration whiskey. It's great for guys like us. It's made by guys like us for guys like us. And then once you put them on, they'll put somebody else on and the cycle begins and the Greenwood Whiskey march continues. The movement grows. And next thing you know, you got people telling you that you put them on and Greenwood Whiskey is their favorite beverage. And all you have to do is say, hey, enjoy yourself, because Greenwood Whiskey is celebration whiskey.
Commissioner Gordon.
So, real quick, let's get into some of this NFL stuff, man. I am going to say some I told y'all, and my bad. It's time for...
Y'all right, all right, all right. You was right, I was wrong.
Told y'all, y'all better believe it.
First of all, I want to say my bad to the Baltimore Ravens defense. I did not think you could hold Justin Herbert in check the way that you did. And I picked the Los Angeles Chargers to defeat the Baltimore Ravens simply because I didn't think that the Ravens could keep up with the way that the Chargers were going to score, because they've been running it up. You know what I'm saying? And so I didn't think that the Ravens defense was good enough to contain them that way and let Lamar Jackson do his thing. But I was wrong. Ooh, excuse me. I can't even get it out. You see what I'm saying? I was wrong. My bad. My bad to the Baltimore Ravens defense. And listening back to it, I kind of sounded like a hater. So I'm going to say my bad to the Arizona Cardinals. Like, I picked the Cleveland Browns to beat you. And I'm going to get on Cleveland in a minute. But I picked Cleveland to defeat the Arizona Cardinals. And I'm going to say that I was probably just wishing for some of this Arizona Cardinal, best team in the land talk, to be silenced at least for a week. And so for out here sounding like a hater, looking like a hater, I'm going to tell the Arizona Cardinals, hey man, my bad. But in the case of I told y'all that Jacksonville was going to get their first win. Didn't I tell you? I told you they were going to be better than the Dolphins. and you probably did not believe me, so you probably bet against Jacksonville and all of Urban shenanigans. But I told y'all, Jacksonville gets their first win. I also told y'all that despite all that was going on around the Raiders, that they would get their win over the Broncos. No matter all the emails, all the Gruden talk, that the team would rally around each other and they would win over the Broncos. I'm not going to continue to get into all that I told y'all, because if I did, we'd be here all damn day. Because guess what? Your boy had a record of 10-4. And like I said, I sounded like a hater on one. Maybe I was with the Arizona loss. I picked Arizona to lose. For some reason, I picked the Vikings to lose to Carolina. And I'm not going through all my losses, but I had a record of 10-4. And, you know, your boy told you I'm not here for gambling purposes, but I ain't gonna have you out here losing no money if you bet with me. You feel me? All right. So I told you I would talk about this whole Cleveland thing. Bruh, I don't know if you play fantasy football. I don't know if you just like watching football. But Cleveland is a damn mess. Like, Cleveland legit went from one of the teams that people were talking about who were up on the rise and could possibly have, you know, Super Bowl aspirations. You know, definitely a deep dive into the playoffs. And all they've done in the case of Cleveland luck is have two offensive linemen go down and be injured, have both of their running backs go down and be injured. Baker Mayfield, the quarterback, even though it's his left arm, it's not his throwing arm. Did you see him fall? That thing looked like, if it wasn't hurt before, it would have definitely been hurt after that when J.J. Watt took him down and he took it, you know what I'm saying, slid his arm. I keep doing the motion like y'all can see me. But when he did, slid his arm out, it hurt. And he still told me he want to try to play, but I think they've already ruled him out. They're not trying to have Baker Mayfield out there. And man, like I say this, and it was just the Cleveland luck of Cleveland luck. You know what I'm saying? Like it's all downhill for them. And I don't know if they are going to be able to get everybody back so that they can try to get back on track and turn the season around. We're in week 7. You know, it's going to take a few weeks for your offensive linemen, your running backs, the quarterback, even Odell. Hell, Odell even has the same type of injury, the same shoulder injury that Baker Mayfield has. And he's out here looking bad. He's dropping balls. I got him on one of my fantasy teams. Pissing me off. But you know, it's going to take a few weeks for them to even try. And I think by the time that they may be able to get healthy enough to come back, it's going to be too late, dog. It's going to be too late, and you're not going to be able to do it. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where that takes or where that makes Cleveland in the grand scheme of things. I think they missed the playoffs. And I'll flip it to a positive message, and it won't be positive for Cleveland. But once again, to the I told y'all part, all Lamar Jackson is doing is finding ways to win. Keep your eye out. Keep your eye out for him. I have to say keep your eye out for Kyler Murray, because all he's doing is finding ways to win. He's scrambling sideline to sideline, keep his head up, and I applaud him. I still am not, you know, quite sold. But he plays exciting football. I will never deny that. He plays exciting football. He's got great weapons, and he's a hell of a quarterback for what they're asking him to do in Cliff Kingsbury's system. Bruh, y'all watching Derrick Henry, man. Derrick Henry be running the damn football. Like I don't have the stat directly in front of me. But I do know that Derrick Henry, I think I heard that he has been running. He has run for about 750 yards, I think. was the thing. 750 yards. I don't want to be out here telling y'all wrong, man. In 7 weeks. Let me pull this up. I can pull it up right quick. I'm wrong. How about that? What'd I say, 750 yards? Derrick Henry has 783 rushing yards in 7 games. And I'm sorry, in 6 games. They've only played 6 games. We're going into week 7. In 6 games, Derrick Henry has 783 yards. For most running backs, 783 yards is a hell of a damn season. And this man got it. And they got 10 more games to play. 11 more games to play. He got 783 yards and 10 touchdowns. So, if you're going to watch some football, man, I'm telling you, watch Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans. I'm telling you, make sure you watch Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. They're going to find a way or make one, as my boy from Clark, Atlanta would say. I'm also telling you to watch Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. It's exciting football. I don't think it makes for a championship run, but I love watching it. So I'm telling you to check out those. Those are my three. Check them out. And so if you're going to watch them, I'll quickly go back and tell you the matchups of those said teams. Ah, it'll be a good one. I'm not steering you wrong. Tennessee Titans will be taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. They'll be playing on your television screen Sunday at 1 o'clock on CBS. The Baltimore Ravens will take on the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 1 o'clock on CBS. If you got the ticket, I suggest you do some flipping. And the Arizona Cardinals, whew, maybe you don't want to watch them. They'll be taking on the 1-5 Houston Texans at 4:25. I mean, maybe Houston has found something in the air that they maybe can deal with. You know, they got a win out there, so maybe they can do something. Maybe they draw up something and put some pressure on Kyler Murray. I don't know. But I do believe that you should watch Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals take on the Houston Texans. I do believe that you should watch the Baltimore Ravens take on the Cincinnati Bengals. And as I said before, the Tennessee Titans take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Also, and I'm going to throw this in because I'm a homer, head on over to Fox at 1 o'clock, man. Check out them birds take on Miami Dolphins. The Atlanta Falcons are trying to get to 3-3. And trying to ensure that the Dolphins don't see the success that they want to see with Tua Tagovailoa. The Dolphins are currently 1-5. Let's try to get them to 1-6. Like, we found something. Maybe we found something over in London with the Jets. We let one slip away with the Washington football team. Let's see if we can put it together again. Cordarrelle Patterson. Let's see if we got something with Kyle Pitts. Let's see. But we will see and talk about it on the other side next week, as I thank you for tuning in to the Commissioner's Conversation. Again with me, your boy, the Commissioner Gordon. And I salute and applaud my producer, my DJ, Young Reese Boogie. I salute and applaud my sponsors, Greenwood Whiskey, 323 Custom Apparel, Coffee and Kush brand. Listen, Coffee and Kush, we're putting together something for a tailgate for the Falcons' next home game. Be on the lookout. Stay tuned. Follow me on Instagram at the.commissioner.gordon. Follow me on Twitter at G Robinson Sports. And now, you can follow me on TikTok. I don't have a TikTok. I have not made one yet, but I have the account. I would appreciate if you go ahead and follow me. It's at the Commissioner Gordon on TikTok. So yes, I have an account. Reese has been pressing me every day, looking at me crazy because I said I was going to make an account, and he looking at me like I'm a liar. So You know, I'm a man of my word. I have a TikTok account. I have yet to produce a TikTok video, but that's on the way. So follow me there as well, at the Commissioner Gordon. Again, I thank you for tuning in. Much love, much respect. I'll holler.